News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, with the most classic song about this great, beautiful state. Man. And how many of y'all remember when that song was new? I do. But all the same, great song. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. Little known fact, though. Not little known. But they are not actually from Alabama. But I love the fact that the show has the opportunity to play that song. All right, so there's that. Listen, Copper, you got clip two. I see it. I see you say you're ready. So this next part of the Triple Dipper is called A Walk in Biden's World. So, yeah, it's hard to imagine more international crises brewing at any one time, not all of which are getting much airtime because there's so many of them. I mean, they're competing for airspace. The war in Ukraine, of course, is the big one. It's the big ticket item right now. Everybody can see it. It's creating any number of second and third order effects. It's causing things that have ripple effects in economies and all that worldwide, but other things are also happening. And so when I deal with this from an international perspective, looking at a walk in Biden's world, understand the very first story that I've got deals with our U.S. border, but because it involves our U.S. border, I thought it was important. So a walk in Biden's world, let me tell you some things that are happening. Story off the Washington Examiner, dated yesterday, April 27th. Apparently, the National Sheriff's Association wrote a letter to the Biden administration and to Senate leaders and literally said in there, we simply have no border left in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Southern California. It says President Biden's 15-month dismantling of U.S.-Mexico border protections and policies has essentially eliminated all efforts to keep illegal immigrants out of our nation, according to the nation's frontline sheriffs. All right, this is a clarion call right here. This is law enforcement saying, look, it's like we don't even have a border anymore. Now, which flies in the face of Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas telling Congress yesterday or the day before that they've done a great job and that they do have indeed operational control over over the border. No, they don't. The letter talks about the levels of fentanyl, cocaine, methamphetamine, guns, ammunition, and deadly substances crossing over the border. Human trafficking is out of control, and they're urging the Biden administration not to repeal Title 42. A new Rasmussen report, according to this story from Washington Examiner, in regards to this data says that 51% of voters believe that Biden is purposely encouraging illegal immigration. 80% want criminal vetting and health screening of migrants. 61% want local governments to be allowed to give approval before resettlement of illegal immigrants. And 75% agreed that the federal government must inform local officials before resettlement. It's just amazing. I mean, busloads of illegals are just dropped off in the town square. Good luck. All right, but moving on, there's other things going on around the world. I'm not even to Ukraine yet. How about this one? How about Iran? Did you know, reporting here from the Times of Israel dated yesterday, Times of Israel reporting that the White House is saying that Iran is only a few weeks away from having what they call a nuclear breakout, meaning that they are capable of having their own nuclear weapons in the next few weeks, is what the Biden administration is now saying. It says the U.S. said Tuesday that Iran's nuclear breakout time was down to weeks, and blamed the previous administration. Blamed the previous administration. Isn't that amazing? We had sanctioned them into a place where they could no longer sustain their nuclear capabilities. We had put the IRGC into terrorist status. We took out Soleimani, which was their number one architect of proxy wars and terror activities. But it's the previous administration, who's not been in office now for a year and a half, who's responsible for the fact that we're a couple of weeks away from a nuclear breakout by Iran. That's epically stupid. All right, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, though, said Iran's breakout was down to a matter of weeks. Let's play a clip on that. Copper, you got clip two? You good to go there? Just highlight the word. Okay, you are? All right. Clip two, this is in relation to comments I just gave you. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is also in this little clip. Go ahead and play it.
The alarm on Iran possibly having a nuclear weapon within weeks. Here's the White House.
That nuclear program, which had pushed back the breakout time to a year in terms of being able to produce fissile material for a weapon, that's now down to a matter of weeks. Their program has galloped forward more.
Yes, it definitely worries us. Iran has rapidly accelerated its nuclear program and reduced cooperation with international inspectors in non-performance of Iran nuclear deal commitments.
You just heard him, Dan. Then why? Why, oh, why is the White House not doing anything to stop this from happening? The White House, and I should add, Democrats in Congress, all who want this JCPOA Iran deal.
Well, let's start with this. The JCPOA was a bad deal. Even Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, did not support it. And we all know about the sunset clauses and the fact that it did not deal with Iran's ballistic missile capability or their state sponsorship of terrorism. It's true that after the Trump administration withdrew from that bad deal, Iran enriched uranium and stockpiled uranium at levels not allowed by the JCPOA, that denied inspectors access to the facilities. And some of what we've done, you know, we haven't been able to deter Iran from carrying forward with their nuclear program. Even Israel reportedly carrying out the lethal assassination of the father of Iran's nuclear program, Fakhrizadeh, that didn't stop the program either. I think this administration's on the hook to have a plan, because we all know that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, but what's the plan to prevent them from doing so? I think we're all kind of in the dark about that. I think returning to this idea that we could
I think that's true. Go ahead and stop it there, Copper. I think that's true. I think we are in the dark. We don't see a plan. And my concern is this. We are literally just weeks away, allegedly, by the admission of the Biden administration, from Iran having nuclear weapons, the same Iran that still to this day has parades with banners that say, down USA, death to America, death to Israel. That is not a nation that you want to have nuclear weapons. The idea that we're going to pay them money and incentivize them to stop doing what they say they want to do is ridiculous. And that's why the Trump administration said, we're not going to keep going down this road of appeasement. We're going to take a strong stance against them and let them know what will happen to them should they continue down this road. All right. In Biden's world, though, we're back to appeasement. How much money can we give you? Would you be nice? Would you allow Russia to sit in the room, please, and help us negotiate? Because we're friends with, well, we're friends with them here. Anyway, okay. All that to say, bad stuff. What is happening, though, elsewhere in the world as we walk around Biden's world? So, yeah, CBS News reporting as of April 26th, that's 2 days ago, Russia says the Ukraine war could go nuclear if the West keeps sending weapons. We have ramped up our weapons provisions to the government of Ukraine. And I agree with that. And not just us, NATO. And we're encouraging other nations. We're seeing things like anti-aircraft, actually mechanized anti-aircraft being provided by Germany, I believe. MiG-29's parts are coming in and up, you know, upgunning the fleet, the air fleet for the Ukrainians. We're seeing artillery being provided by the United States along with a large amount of artillery ammunition. So good things in terms of what's being provided. NATO is, you know, according to Russia, pouring oil on the fire. Well, we didn't start the war, sir. And you're supposed to have the overwhelming force, and you moved in on a peaceful nation. All right. So Sergei Lavrov, I believe he's the foreign minister, said that by providing weapons, NATO nations were pouring oil on the fire and risking World War III. He said the ongoing shipments to Ukraine meant that NATO was, in essence, engaged in a war with Russia already. And then went on to say that despite Russia's overwhelming firepower advantage, this was considered to be an act of war against Russia. And that literally we're looking at this could go nuclear. And those are the words coming out of Russia itself. I was pleased to see, you know, I'll call them good when I see them. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken both went over and met with our NATO allies, urging them to increase their military aid to Ukraine. But this is a situation that is not settling down. In fact, what we're seeing right now, according to General Jack Keane, is an increased level of offensive in the Donbass region in the eastern side of Ukraine. But according to General Keane, what Russia has given us is an incredible opportunity. I've got a clip on that. Don't think I'll get to it right now. But the reality is we've got an incredible opportunity given to us to by Russia, who exposed their own weaknesses. Can we capitalize on it with this administration? I don't know. But according to the Daily Mail, dated April 28th, Russia state TV tells its viewers, we're all going to die someday. Nuclear war is the most probable outcome. Really? This is the way you go on the news in Russia? Yeah. So Margarita Simonyan, editor of a state broadcaster on RT, which is one of the Kremlin's highest profile mouthpieces, declared on TV last night. This is dated today, by the way. Last night, that the idea of Putin pressing the red button to launch nuclear war is more probable than the idea that he would allow Russia to lose the war. Well, General Keane has said before that a part of Russian doctrine is, in order to prevent loss and war, tactical nukes are considered to be on the table at all times. We'll see. All right, folks, let's go ahead and take a break right now, Copper. We'll go ahead and move to the break. When we come back, I'll finish some of this up. You want to call in? We'll have a moment. 866-494-9866. What's North Korea up to? Oh, yeah. Building up the nukes, are they? I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, rocking to some Boston Don't Look Back right there. Yes, indeed. All right, so I'm in the last parts of the show here. By the way, I got to tell you, the weather has just been amazingly pleasant the last few days, but we know the hot months are coming because Alabama. So yeah, if you don't like the weather in Alabama, wait 10 minutes, it might change, but it's going to wind up being hot and muggy this summer like it always is, but that's part of what we love about our state, right? But you also love your air conditioning. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is a one-stop shop for your system's needs, whether it be gas or electric. They can take care of, you know, servicing, maintenance, repairs, installations, you name it. Like I said, gas or electric systems. And they're open 6 days a week, by the way. Well, I was talking, I had an email with James Vandegrift, the guy who owns Vandy's, and he wanted me to know that like 80% of his business right now is coming from people that are calling from Right Side Radio. So first of all, thank you for that. Secondly, continue to support that business. He's a small business, a veteran-owned business right here in the area, services Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas like that. And on top of that, by the way, they got a special running for just a few more days. It ends on May 1st, which is coming up this weekend, I believe. But they've got a special right now, $69 per unit. They will come out and service your units, get them ready for the hot months. And if anything goes wrong with them in the next year, 10% off the repair costs, because that's just the kind of guys they are. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Here's how you can find them, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's with a V, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, finishing up the show today, let me just tell you. A walk in Biden's world includes other places than just Ukraine, other places than just our southern border, other places than, you know, situations like what we're seeing all over. We had the Iran nuclear deal I talked about a moment ago. How about this? Story off of 1945.com. titled, Why North Korea's Nuclear Weapons Buildup is So Dangerous. Well, this particular author, and granted it's an opinion piece, but I find it to be fairly solid, points out the fact that North Korea just put on another military parade. This storyline was dated 2 days ago, by the way. Just another military parade, putting on another belligerent posture about the use of nuclear weapons. And the growing reliance, this author says, on nuclear weapons and North Korean doctrine is a serious problem. They're looking for what we would call, the North Koreans are what we call a wide spectrum nuclear missile program. They currently have ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads, with range to be able to strike the United States. But they're also building out a wide range of other platforms and technologies. Things like hypersonic missiles, tactical nukes, solid fueled rockets, which are quicker launching, short and medium range missiles to strike all of South Korea, Japan, and Guam. As a result, what he's saying is East Asia could become a nuclear arms race. He said if they're going to continue down this road, unabated, that South Korea and Japan will probably have to counter nuclearize. And that's going to leave, you know, their neighbors very little choice. They're going to have to do it, is what he's saying. It's the same thing that we're seeing. And if you think back to, by the way, the relationship that Trump had formed with Kim Jong-un, call it placating, call it what you will, but he had a relationship. He was the first American president to step over the line of demarcation at the DMZ. And yeah, and so now that he's gone, suddenly things have changed. More missiles are being launched. The nuke program is ramped back up. A walk in Biden's world. Next story off of Newsweek. Wrap it up with this. China suggests that an attack on Taiwan cannot be called an invasion. China took a very belligerent and overt stance. And they always have, but sometimes the rhetoric gets even more ramped up. On Wednesday, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry voiced opposition to comments that were made by our own Secretary of State, who had said that they would support Taiwan if something happened, if China were to invade. And the response was, since Taiwan is already part of China, how can mainland invade Taiwan? Basically, what he's saying is it's already ours. And if we decide to go in there and enforce what we believe is ours, we'll just do it, and you can't call it an invasion. Oh, Lord. Well, nonetheless, things continue to go down that road. All right, folks, listen, I'm going to wrap that up. Let me just tell you, though, a walk in Biden's world is not a done deal. I really do believe that we are looking at a midterm that will change the status quo, followed by soon thereafter the ability of the office of the president to be changed. And we got to, because I'm watching what's happening right now around the world, and I'm saying, you know what, it's gotten worse. The lack of respect for us on the world stage is at epic levels, and I'm deeply concerned. And I don't say this in an insulting or condescending manner. I'm deeply concerned about the abilities of our president to handle it. I think what we're seeing right now is Biden has never led anything in his entire life, and it shows. And leadership matters. All right, folks, what a great day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, we will be back here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. You guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you tomorrow.